Showed you Claire Nagail as Babile, I'm sure Shaltacher. My name is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to this programme in which you'll hear the English language, as Angie Nist, Nisu Clashen, and Ngilg, and in which too you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach Dan Dúirris, in the foreword written in 1940 to the collection of Balaf nicknames compiled by Mr. J.B. Keg and published in 19... I'm not sure was it published anyway. He made that collection in 1933. Charles Crane and Marcus Braid referred to a section on nicknames in J.J. Neen's 1937 publication, The Personal Names of the Isle of Man. They've known J.J., of course. But A.W. Moore had been there before, in 1890, in his Surnames and Place Names of the Isle of Man. Ren and Soren Sach Renfield, uns Ty Benrich and early John Seward, gwy de tochtach de veiligat ser. As gether au shen julich de, chanel an early Seward shigger, vel shen cart na din, chanel an fairly Seward shigger the vel shen cart na din. As lesh an over kai as cryok, te goirish, the veli corerson, the ve lag chriach. Ten oloban helsing gurgeche. As we're just past Lael Andreas, St. Andrew's Day, which we celebrated in Seach Lael last Thursday evening, we'll enjoy some of the music of Scotland, which, of course, St. Andrew is the patron saint of. We start out in Barra with Capa Cayley. Tashu Geistiach Rish, Radio Vanning, Stashu Nanashun, Viscol Erskelia Mach, by Dulish, Alan Vanning.
Mm-hmm.
Piece that Capa Cayley called the Barra Clapping Song, one of the processes in walking the cloth by hand to make tweed. Now, turning to A.W. Moore's The Surnames and Place Names of the Isle of Man, the final section of Part 1, Surnames, is Appendix B, Nicknames Used in the Isle of Man. This, well, at least the first part of it, is in the form of a narrative or essay, although, as it was written in 1890, we have to allow for the fact that what he has to say, or, in fact, how he says it, may not be what more modern scholarship has to say, or, in fact, respond to be exactly like conventions of modern speech. With that proviso, he begins. In other than Celtic countries, surnames have most frequently originated from nicknames descriptive of the personal peculiarities of some early ancestor. Thus, in England, we find families bearing such names as White, Black, Short, Long, etc. And amongst the Romans, the cognomina Crassus, Fat, Varus, Bow-legged, Cincinnatus, Curly, and many others continued to be borne by the descendants of the men to whom they were originally applicable. Dúirt an olúr is an early seward, san actrom chúiseach cindulega, machara John na gin gáil áil, tashin cor éber cúlína coramain ons cúshví trimseach aglach, chanodmud ach ginnú mortasin smunion da bein rid share. Creelia bis ein de chortreisón er lima jay chima a yi mai. When Charn Godalming engel er sulrish minit na geach nish henke rish, renne cummul sus fedden beg as ergit, couch dorte. Fuddy de be a chan wall shen ledden de roddenen, as ma vis shen morte, ta rid emri yinu nai shen. Lugden gulsha a walla, haishin roin gus a tie. A shing and goil careil de hannachtan foske duin na bilgin er an ai, chauds when re hollis saljain mach. Tre renxin the porch, doshel an olu a porga ega, as gawe mach imidi ridden, va curra chis ega er a gris, as rene recha duns kier podden an bega, a spachtel vei drau fair jow son cach. And one of Scotland's great troubadours was Alex Campbell, and here he sings of the Mormon Braes.
As I come in, was stricken to my heart, the fair maid mourning, and she was making sair complaint for a true love ne'er returning. Fare ye will, ye Mormon Braes, for our times have been cheery. Fare ye will, ye Mormon Braes, for it's there I lost my dearie. Well, there's many a horse has slipped and fallen and risen again quite rarely. There's many a lass has lost her lad and gotten another right early. Fare ye will, ye Mormon Braes, for our times have been cheery. Fare ye will, ye Mormon Braes, for it's there I lost my dearie. There's just as good fish in the sea as ever yet was taken. I'll cast my net and try again, for now a life forsaken. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, where at times I've been cheery. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for it's there I lost my dearie. My lad, he was a bonny and was said he loved me dearly, yet knew he's ta'en another lass and left me oh so cruelly. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for at times I've been cheery. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for it's there I lost my dearie. Say, I'll gang down to Strachan Toon, for I was born and bred, and there I'll get another sweetheart who'll marry me in the morning. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for at times I've been cheery. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for it's there I lost my dearie. So fare ye will, ye morning brace, for at times I've been cheery. Fare ye will, ye morning brace, for it's there I lost my dearie.
The Mormon Braes are in Doric country in Aberdeenshire, but that was sung there by Alex Campbell, who was from Glasgow originally, but a much-travelled singer of Scottish songs. Eish, Lore, Mechurgen, Tashin Golstiach uns Gau Aglach, as ta Fémine Wappen and J. Imidy Sorge. Hene noij Annemach Inrichen ta noijain. Jinshu Cunyan air, de Velen Yardegger J. Feed Dunya. As gerd abel na scornin and as the raiden an ingan jain chaint chadjin, as a fair shen rubrisha no rubru, chanel na fir egerson forslit de veg ach nyart. Fuddy, dunya strasia, na podden de genia na strasia kujach neshen, ach, eg shartans de chirten kumale. Ach, chanodded gortach e nach kedden as fodmuj ve gortage egerson. Sein dun a fair shen cordishin heen weissen benten run. Jin shu frail shaw fagesten en gree. Chaus lore hrogesus crucifix beg urgid, as shine a mach dau, as mission fair bunyed a day. Jin shu corn a blain shaw mugitin in wannel, as a saw hugged out slongen the blain garliaid fjorkit. Son nodgen elia smoo gentail shaw, a gunain shaw as a skin shaw. And now A.W. Moore goes on. This mode of forming surnames is less common among the peoples of Celtic speech is a fact which is probably due to the organisation of the clan having been more fully developed and preserved to a later date amongst these peoples than elsewhere. It's certainly not the fact that descriptive nicknames were uncommon amongst the Celts. On the contrary, the quick fancy of this race has always displayed itself in the readiness with which soubriquets of this kind were invented. Many such distinctive epithets among the Welsh and Irish have become famous in history, as Howell Da, Howell the Good, Donald Gorham, Blue Donald, Malcolm Canmore, Malcolm Greathead, Con Bacach, Con the Lame, O'Connor Don, Brown O'Connor. Music from Hamish Napier's Sweet the River that he brought to Inchruniach a few years ago. Audio Stasiun and Ashun, Radio Banning, a Shikler Nagail, which for Clash and Cartnish, Meron Peen, Robert Kitting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Canal Clare Nagail, a fair Joe, J. Imody Clare and Radio Banning, which for Clash and Rishacht and looked out Guller Scalia Mach and Chid Chirt, in a dega Radio Banning, Brugy a Cramman Agart, as Raiji Enema Clare and Shen. To podcast Jintje Clare na Gael Nys, fysra gedan nasty in a dega Radio Banning, na trwyd yn rhaich i'r the podcast yw Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Now, A.W. Moore goes on to quote an older source now. Sir Henry Piers, he says, writing in the year 1682, to Anthony, Lord Bishop of Meath, gave the following account of Irish sobriquets. They take much liberty, and seem to do it with delight in giving of nicknames. And if a man have any imperfection or evil habit, he shall be sure to hear of it in the nickname. Thus, if he be blind, lame, squint-eyed, grey-eyed, be a stammerer in speech, be left-handed, to be sure he shall have one of these added to his name. So also from his colour of hair, as black, red, yellow, brown, etc., and from his age, as young, old, or from what he addicts himself to, or most delights in, as in draining, building, fencing, or the like, so that no man whatever can escape a nickname who lives among them. So libidinous are they in this kind of raillery that they'll give nicknames per antiphrasem, or contrariety of speech. That's Sir Henry Piers, quoted by A.W. Moore. As on Cúna ans Ollu, na lampach an lectrach a beg sio, od a siúcian rishn an gliu. As on Ollu, as erskin Ollu fiera, sio, nach naiden don djinn oan chajerik dan jau imurchach. Perche olan chajerik for sio, hugge ons cúda skriwen as hugge I dus. Van uncholly courage de cach Jennifer Elia. Nish, Dorte, Machara John. Cred an ocher and crowach. Movis ced un farsler and Doris, can niden dun bricious jacks a tie through the nunyag, ma rai uns tying in a Lucy. Ren un fairly seward Abe, lesh cut fair na gej in ocher and crowach, as an ablage over an achega more fairly prowl na bondage day. De leer hure ocher va fregertach. Lurt de leest de beggen huggers vai, ren de bout ligalesh, as lesh clang mergach, rene rai back. Renshin brew coole dorsh, ren de jousen en mergach gisterni, as de maul rene fosla. Now, a woman of the russet-coloured coat, that's the subject of this song from the Isle of Jura, and to sing it, Christine Primrose.
Hot and good. Seies beuchert, doch holt dich Gott du nur
Christine Primrose, accompanied by Duncan McGillivray on guitar and Alistair White on whistle, and Bion Chochin Roy, the woman of the russet-coloured coat. Hugge mish ons cunion, as ji len an early seward, je farsler tai meriwen in a western ra. Tammy Shielden the rawi jin the denken unnaid in a fear elia, a fair, lesh unnaidnia, ren a tarn back the feisach. She an olive and chidair the glacier her eye, as gawi kestmut stiachs a doris farslich. In manus tuas, domine, dorte, as e cor crosha gersen heen, chals haia her is sola doris. Renshin duna doris nan lurg, al, cun vech na lampach an ein fordich, the bodachshin for the tarn gale vine red. Ren an olw prawl dy cyreilach a glas, al na bu eiblid a'n ffosli fa'n siaws dau, mae'n fe'ch drysor yn cos na mach as. Eis, ren sy'n olyw ffod yn y lampach yn ein, as gaw sy'n toiach dern yn ronsach. Ren an solus fa'n y lampach yn ffibeg, sgeilio dy chwlyw hors dy chwmach yn cwech, chawd sain y sgelyn tesyn y geilio, na ren stwlt yn un gyrp, Kiao Skerdu and Moora. I.W. Moore has quoted Sir Henry Piers. Sir Henry was born in 1629, died in 1691. And Moore now quotes from Patrick Weston, P.W. Joyce, 1827 to 1914, an Irish historian, writer, and music collector known for his research in Irish etymology and particularly for his local place names of Ireland, which he published in three volumes from 1869 to 1913. And Moore, of course, he didn't survive to see the 1913 edition, Moore, but he quotes from the second series, which was published in 1875. And he writes that, Dr. Joyce writes, "In early life I knew a village where more than half the people were familiarly known by nicknames, which were always used, the proper names being hardly ever mentioned. One man, on account of his endurance in faction fights, was called Gadarach, which literally means a tough fellow, like a gad or with. A withy? Well, here it looks as though Dr. Joyce is referring to the irritating gadfly, but I haven't been able to find an insect or irritant called a with or a withy, which seems to be associated with the withy platidosias, but there's nothing to do with insects, so his explanation is a little bit short there, at least to me. Now, another of the great troubadours of Scottish song was Hamish Imlach, and here he sings the well-known song about the Carlton Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton weaver, I'm a Russian roving blade. I've got silver in my pooches, gang, and follow the roving trade. Oh, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. As I get in by Glasgow City, Nancy, whiskey, a chance to smell. I get in, sat down beside her, 7 long years I loved her well. Oh, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. I arose early in the morning, slaked my truth, it was my need. I tried to rise, but I wasn't able, whiskey had me by the heat. Ah, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Quick, landlady, what's the law, and tell me what I have to pay. 15 shillings is the reckoning, pay me new and go away. Oh, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. As I get out by Glasgow City, Nancy, whiskey, a chance to smell. I gained and spent 4 and 6 months, all I left was a crooked scale. Ah, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Well, I'll go back to the Carlton weave and fairly mack the shuttles fly. I'll mack mare at the Carlton weave and the never I did in a roving way. Oh, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Come all ye weavers, Carlton weavers, come all ye weavers, wherever ye be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, ruin you as she ruined me. Oh, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
The Carlton Weaver, sung by Hamish Imlach. And after Gadarach, Dr. Joyce continues. Another was never called any name but Cluish Darag, Red Ears. Now, Cluish is Manx for an ear. A third was Phil the Gaddy, or Phil the Thief. Of course, we have guides to steal. A fourth, Sean the Bointre, John the son of the widow. Well, Bointre, we have Ben Trach for a widow. And one man who was a notorious schemer was universally called by way of derision, or per antiphrasim, Thomas the Sagart, Tom the Priest. Well, we have Sagart the Priest, of course, giving the surname Taggart, MacIntaggart, the son of the priest. Back to A.W. Moore, in the Isle of Man, he says, as in all small stationary communities, nicknames were much used, indeed in certain parishes where there were many bearing the same name, as Corlett in Balaff, which is exactly what we heard from Mr. J.B. Keg, and Qualtro, or Kolchrach in Russian, they were an absolute necessity for the sake of distinction. Chadot mi son lioes gedn reir ish an enyacht an dra peg enyach elion am astain. Tam ish sheen drawe a cunyach em, curich choledge a dow lioris a gromage fan a mygirtamum er an chil chionich aglach shen ons Transylvania. Erliam draw an enyacht an rhainich or an ulyu. Son gaw mi tas a draw na fyr elia freuris gian er an gilan, ec dach sian as ec dach sgedu no, cart morfa mi genacht an dyfei gul ar gyno empin. Fan clennyn yn ffo bratiw dy yon. Fe gian draw a ler ffo cws dy orlian gie, erliam ond gie ond bwyl as fa cawrach yn cesma gian ter a gerig, ond aw tre rem mi cwmol injil ma lampa, dod mi fag yn y cawrach yn gie treiniach yn breg, red fan John y lai brys. Fan y bolach yn clwyach trom les John, as ons nolion yn fa glawt yn dy sniw yn en yn dŵoli, sniw en yn dŵoli, as orw fan John yr hymsacha der of a gyn gwrysian ffritlig yn reipit, er nod yr awy trimidiaw a llar nws ad ons pyrt.
Thank you.
a tune extremely popular here in the island, particularly on the harp, after the visit, or the visits, of Callum Stewart to Shanachie Stew. That's Looking at a Rainbow Through a Dirty Window.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
As the Jaru Shane, Stashun and Ashun, Shen the Grey, Radio Vanning, as the Clare Show, and Message, Clare Nagale, Mish, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
Bwrdd sy'n halio fy dosmwrd o ochrn, les li peid jynt bwyeg tre cach. Fy imen derwe jynt jaw cwst y chyrn, nod raw bwrdd cwst y sgrebych yn sybrat y ion, gysol yr ysien fy na hajach y mach tre ren yn olw i'r un isod. Hyn de y daw ys dwrtau. Ta ened ar y bol sio, Jonathan. Ta wys yn yno cop yn jay casas yn chira jay, as ta eneds ag y chwd slw na smwna tingan, crein red gys y cabal. Fa ai em yn yrd fi na lai, na iau tre remi cyrt roes nish na denkel iam cos na stiag onji. Mas o ren mi li jail yn red, as lwg chyn de maranach na ghe, chwr mi maach da raw mi chirach jay dors injil dari ons cwma e, as asnach yn iar nega. Sioch yn unig, dwrt yn olw, chawser yn ei ffod o lampa ega cas os tîr y beg jyn tai. Jynt, gamlis, chawser yn ei trogol o lampa ega cas os tîr y beg jyn tai. Jynt mor cop bas y chod yn jy na laws griwn yn jynt empyn bent yn der cionach yn tai. It's been thought advisable, says A.W. Moore, whether that was by him or somebody else isn't clear, it's been thought advisable to furnish some specimens of the nicknames which were formerly recorded in the parish registers, as well as of those which are still in use. They'll be discussed under the following heads: nicknames derived from 1. Character or appearance, 2. Place of abode or origin, 3. Parents' Christian names, 4. Trade or occupation. And the earliest, he says, the earliest nicknames from character or appearance are on the inscribed crosses, where we find Thorwulf the Red, Rautha, Grim the Black, and Sandulf the Black, Svarti, of Scandinavian origin, and Thorlaf Njoki, where Njoki is probably Celtic, see Uniach, and Uniach is mentioned in the Annals of the Four Masters from 1032 and 1128, but published in an edition edited by John O'Donovan in 1856. Now, one of the great stars of Scottish music hall was Will Fyfe, and this is his greatest hit.
I've been with a few of my cronies, one or two pals of mine. We went in a hotel, we did very well, and then we came out once again. And then we went into another. That is the reason I'm through. We had six Dauphin Dorises, then sang a chorus. Just listen, I'll sing it to you. I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. But there's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going round and round. I'm only a common old working lad, as anyone can see. But when I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me. There's nothing in being teetotal and saving a shilling or two. If your money you spend, you've nothing to lend. Isn't that all the better for you? There's nae harm in taking a drappy. It ends all your troubles and strife, and it gives you the feeling that when you land home, well, you don't care a hang for your wife. That's the feeling you get when you... I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. that there's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going round and round. I'm only a common old working lad, as anyone can see. But when I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me.
And that's Will Fyfe. I belong to Glasgow, as he sings, but actually he was originally from Dundee. Well, moving on to more recent written records, A.W. Moore says, and of course he's using the language of 1890 when he was writing, that the natural, referring, he says, to idiocy, is unfortunately a somewhat common entry in the registers. Now, as I mentioned, the first part of this was rather an essay, but we now come to what constitutes quite a list of nicknames given by Moore, so I suppose not unlike the list of names given by J.B. Kegg in his book there that was republished in 1940. But A.W. Moore goes on to refer to Tommy Scatty, and he says puny or lean Tommy. So that's Scatty. I'm not quite sure what Scatty comes from. Tommy Scatty, puny or lean Tommy. Cannel ear. Perhaps from the size of those appendages, he suggests. John Cowler, stoop. And Kathleen the cripple signify bodily infirmities. In 1660, Anne Watterson, Ben Vane's sister, was buried in Maloo. So that's a quote from the Annals, the parish register. Anne Watterson, Ben Vane's sister. Ben Vane perhaps meaning White Benjamin, he suggests. Now, if you recall, Mr. J.B. Kegg also had a Ben Vane in Balaff, and it could mean White Woman as well, but both he and A.W. Moore here are suggesting White Ben, White Benjamin. In the Mackell register, says Moore, we find Old Carrot Ben, buried the 14th of November, 1683. Now, Old Carrad, which is Old Garrett, he says, had probably white hair. Leshach begin the goliad hursin an ocher se dos, as doshel shin an doros. Vashin jerkel rish pert an yew hatnis, schon chaus vashin fossil an doros ve gien der en air edrum bren, shage a mach trut na burnachen. A charau fairer bejin riu jerkel rish lid a ra as henkorin. Charau fairer bejin a fear elia jit quail account a chorer be the chon. A strever mission argane, ve eder uns came troster of yoas, uns na shamer an egger, ne, treve jint maglish fool oor, uns struggle toltenach forslit den air. Ach, uns shaw speg as spluchit than ball. As ten niau imid liaur ar chor erne, be siarw as breny. Fa sor jain uron, mor da beche miasma chirameniach, henk trwyd yn air sbrenia. Ach benten den vra hin, crenach foddom cor cwnta jay. Chyn ei enrych yn eid ar awi jint sws jay ulcan nulliw ar arvenus, as le sor leid a siarw na folla on. Ach, the rawy jean mor de bech lawis heener jit de vey millet. Now the audience at Modna Halliber joined together to sing two songs here, the first Suis Leshe Gaelic, Up with the Gaelic, and the other song of parting Sorry Liv is Ich Yw Aliv.
Thank you.
the audience at Mardna Halliber joining in with gusto on those two songs, Suis Lesha Galig and Sorry Liv is Ichia Waliv. Foch, te corandrach arm smunioner. Be jean the rau dach enel vashejit mach ege brouchen, jitte be lianten rishavol, as niartige a fearded jay. Now, earlier on, AWO mentioned O'Connor Don, Brown O'Connor, and I must admit I thought he might have mentioned as well, taken the opportunity to mention Ilium Don there as well, but of course now he crops up, and here we have Ilium Don, Brown-haired William, is the well-known William Christian, receiver general and governor of the island, who was shot to death at Hango Hill on the 2nd of January 1662. Well, we'll have more from A.W. Moore on nicknames next time. As Shene by Claire Nigel Hirshaw. And we finish with the sound of The Unusual Suspects. In a piece they call Bass Strathspeyset. From 7 to 9, it's your Sunday chill out here on Manx Radio, presented by Chris Pearson. And then at 9, it'll be Judith Leyen to present Sundown. Ach nish, until the next time then. This is Robert Katin Carter, Robert Carterlach. The Shen the Grey.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieri was Orsilier. As my Yeri and Shed you, will you?